Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Hi, and welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a few weeks since we've done anything, but the world's been a little crazy lately. I want to talk to you today. I'm not going to go into, regurgitate what's going on in the economy and everybody off work and that type of stuff. But I do want to share with you some thoughts I have on what you should be or could be doing, I should say. I'm not going to tell you what you should be doing. And share with you what I've been doing in terms of getting ready for when things bounce back, which will be sooner than we think, I believe. So what have I been doing and how does this apply to you? Well, I've been doing spec work. And what I mean by that is, and don't take this as if I'm talking to you about you have to do digital card spec work. You can do whatever spec work you like. But in my case, for my example, I'm using the digital cards that we produce and host. So what I've been doing is I've targeted a number of companies out there that I'd like to do work with and I think could benefit from using a digital business card. And I've been researching them, going to their website, seeing how many, employees they have, what services they offer, and see if they're a good fit for a digital card. When they are, I go ahead and I build out a spec card. How do I do that? Well, I go to their website, I copy their logo or find their logo if their logo isn't good enough on their website, which you'd be surprised how many times it's not. I also copy some of the brand elements they use, some of the images, and load them all into a folder, look at the copy and content that they're sharing on their website. What are the key words and phrases they're using? What are the benefit messages that they're offering? And I'll go and I'll create a digital card using that information. Why would I do that? Well, I think I have a better chance of gaining someone's business if I present to them, instead of cold, I present to them something that I've already created for their business. Chances are, even if they don't want to do business with me, they're going to be, for lack of a better word, impressed that I went to the effort to do this. In terms of going after a client without spec work, think about it. How do you do it? You cold call, you send them a cold email. Maybe you'll get an introduction from somebody. That would be great, right? But more often than not, you're going at it cold. Instead of going at it cold, like freezing cold, increase your chances by creating some work that they might enjoy and eventually utilize. Plan is to do two or three of these cards a day, and I've done about 24 so far. And I've been pretty consistent and make myself do two to three a day. By the end of this, I could have close to 100 cards that I've built for companies that I'm going to approach when they're ready to buy when this thing is over with in the next few months. I'm not saying it'll be over with in a few months. I'm saying that they'll be ready to buy in a few months. By the time business is open, some states or locations in the next couple of weeks, but things aren't going to get back to quote unquote normal for a while. And depending on what you offer, their spending on your product might be a couple rungs down the ladder from what their immediate needs are. So I just want to be ready when that time comes. And if I have, 70 to 100 businesses and I've already done a digital card for and can approach them, I believe I got a good chance of landing a good number of those businesses. What else am I going to do? I have nothing else going on. I'm not going to sit in front of the TV and watch Netflix all day. I'm not going to be on Facebook all day. I'm going to be productive. So that's my recommendation. Do with it what you like. And again, it doesn't have to be digital cards. But here's kind of the plan, right? Take a look at some of the businesses out there that you'd like to do business with. Go look at their website, check out what they're doing, look at their social media, and then maybe come up with some sort of design project that you think would be of interest to them, whether it's enhancing their logo. I'm just pulling this out of right field, okay? But enhancing their logo, maybe a new masthead for their Facebook page. Maybe it's a brochure cover. I don't know. It depends what you find on their website and use your imagination. But create some spec work and then approach them down the road and see if that will open the door. You get your foot in the door and get some new business. You have nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you've sharpened your design skills, right? Maybe I'm a little simple or simplistic in my thinking, but that's what I'm doing, and I wanted to share that with you, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So, you know, feel free to email me at barry@visibledigitalsolutions.com with your thoughts. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with others. I know that the outro to the podcast here is going to repeat what I just said, but that's okay. Until the next podcast, which may be a week or two, I wish you all the best. Stay safe. And please consider doing some spec work. I think it'll help you in the long run. Have a great day. If you found our podcast of value, please share it with your friends and colleagues. And please, please rate and review it on iTunes or the Google Play Store. To learn more about our marketing tool that helps you create a great first impression and sets you apart from the crowd, please visit businesscard.com. That's V as in Victor, ISNESSCARD.com. Until next time, make it a great first impression.